The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Well, good morning or good day, and I feel kind of cozy being here this morning. Kind of, I'm alone in this big room with, there's a kind of a fog, low clouds here today in California and Bay Area, and starting to be a little dark in this room in the mornings now coming the fall. It's kind of cozy, nice. Thank you for being part of this. So in mindfulness practice, we are using the medium for it is our capacity for perception. And the primary example of perception that's used repeatedly in the Buddha's teachings is seeing. And one of the advantages of using this as an example, it can be clear that when we see something, maybe outside of ourselves, that it is outside of ourselves, it's there. And that the eyes that see, the ability to see, is here with us. And that between those two, there is the act of seeing, and which is the coming together of the object and the ability to see. And that, excuse me, and that ability to see, that coming together to have the seeing, that's where the dynamic aspect of mindfulness or the revelation of practice opens up. And sometimes we look too much at the object as if only the object has the answer. Just really bear down on the object, look at it, see it deeply. There's a role to that, but it's only part of the picture. The other part is the ability to see, and it has to be there. And then there's the coming together of those two. And if we're too interested in the object, reacting to it or bearing down on it in some way, investigating it deeply, we might miss the other two parts. And the other two parts are also where we can discover where we're caught in something, where we're entangled or attached to something, which is often felt as a freezing of the seeing, freezing of the act of perception, a locking in or locking out, pulling back. And the ability, the meeting of the two, stops being so smooth and fluid in the present moment as it unfolds. So the ability to see is discovered in the seeing. And that ability to see how we see is a beautiful thing. That's what the Buddha calls it, the beautiful witnessing. How we see is where we discover the unfolding of the Dharma, of the practice. We have to see, we have to stay close to that meeting place of the seen and the seen, but how we see, how we perceive, how we know. And so in this meditation, you might take an interest in how you're seeing, which always happens here and now, which is always part of the immediacy of the present moment, how you see. And can that way of seeing, the way of knowing, the way of perceiving, the way of seeing with the inner eye, kind of what's going on inside of you, can you give a lot of time to that, the extended present moment? Can you allow for it to be calm and expansive and unhurried? Just here to now directly visible in a certain way is our seeing. It's the seeing itself. So to assume a meditation posture, and lowering your gaze to begin the process of relaxing your eyes, so you're not really looking at anything. The central vision of the eye is not really engaged with anything, and it's more the peripheral vision, which is open, gently closing your eyes. And no need to physically engage your eyes or in order to be aware and mindful. No need to engage physically the eyes at all. Then letting the eyes relax in their sockets, almost as if eyes can kind of rest backwards, downwards in the sockets. And then with the, as if you have infinite time, taking some long, slow, deep breaths. And to relax as you exhale, to let your whole psychophysical system settle into some modicum of calm as you exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, as you inhale, feel your hands and wrists. And if there's any holding there, on the exhale, adjust your hands, or relax the holding. If there's any ways in which there's holding in your elbows, they're pulled in tight to your side of your body, or they're pulled too far forward, adjust your elbows, let them relax. And then feel your shoulders. And then the exhale, relax your shoulders. Maybe the shoulders can relax a little bit more. If you gently pull back and lift up your head, and if you gently, incrementally, sit up a little straighter with your upper spine. And on the exhale, softening the belly. Letting the belly hang forward and down. And as the belly relaxes, letting the relaxation spread around the waist to the sides. Letting the relaxation spread down into your pelvis, hip joints, groin area. And then on the exhale, to soften, relax the thinking mind. Relaxing any intensity or force, fixation connected to thinking. And then settling in to your body breathing. And here with your breathing, there's the experience, there's breathing, the parts of your body that move as you breathe. Here's your ability to feel or know yourself breathing. And the meeting of those two. Where you know and experience breathing. And avoiding being excessively focused on the physical aspect of breathing itself. See if you can appreciate more the knowing or the sensing of breathing. Our ability to sense is one thing, the sensations are other, and then the meeting of those two is our sensing of the body breathing. And perhaps you can have some sense, some intuitive sense of the knowing, the sensing as its own thing. And then that knowing or sensing, awareing of breathing. To let that be expansive in time, as if there's an extended present moment, to feel what's happening as your body breathes, to know it, to experience it in the knowing. in whatever way you're aware, mindful. Relax back into it to see if there's a place where you can be aware peacefully. Where there's kind of like the window is open and the wind gently blows in continuously. That your perception is open, available. And what you're aware of is known in that open, peaceful space and continuously. And as we come to the end of this sitting, there is these three parts also to love. There's the object of our love, our ability to love, and the loving. It's possible to relax back closer to the ability to love, the loving that may be there without the object. There's what we care for, our ability to care, and the object and the caring itself. Can you take refuge in your ability to care, have compassion, to love, without so much concern with the object? Where that care, love, compassion is peaceful and calm, maybe receptive, so that when you meet the world that suffers or that you care for, you do so peacefully, calmly. The kind of peace and calm which gives lots of time to time, lots of openness to the extended present moment. And perhaps this ability to care from this relaxed, calm way, ability to love, can be touched, can be inspired or recognized as you hear these words. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may our care touch the world. Not with Midas touch that turns it into gold, but with a metta touch that turns it all into our friends. May we be friends with this world.